Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Английский на всякий случай. В этой программе глаголы «слушать» – «to listen to» и «смотреть» – «следить». To watch. Мы слушаем радио и записи на кассетах, смотрим спектакли и телевизор, и мы водим машины.
You are listening to the radio.
To listen to.
Yes, this is a radio program, and you are listening to it.
It isn't a television program.
No, it isn't.
People watch television.
To watch.
So you are not watching television.
To watch.
No, this isn't a television program. You aren't watching television. The verb to watch and the verb to listen.
People listen to cassettes.
And people listen to radios.
To listen to.
The verb to listen to and the verb to watch.
People watch films.
People watch plays.
And people watch television.
To watch.
And people drive cars. Brum, brum. To drive a car.
Мы слушаем радио, сидя за рулем. Мы слушаем музыку, футбольные репортажи и пьесы по радио, когда едем в машине. Если у вас есть машина, вы можете слушать радио за рулем. Но смотреть телевизор во время езды нельзя. Нельзя смотреть спектакли, фильмы или матчи по регби по телевизору во время езды, потому что мы следим за дорогой.
People listen to the radio when they're driving.
They listen to music on the radio when they're driving.
They listen to football on the radio when they're driving.
And they listen to plays on the radio when they're driving.
Music, football, plays.
Yes, if you've got a car and if you've got a radio in your car, you can listen to music, to football, to plays on the radio when you're driving. Brum,
brum. But you can't watch television when you're driving.
You can't watch plays on television when you're driving.
You can't watch rugby on television when you're driving.
And you can't watch films on television when you're driving.
Plays, rugby, films.
No, you can't.
Can't is cannot.
No, you can't watch plays, rugby, or films on television when you're driving because you're watching the road.
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 Что такое машина? В ней есть двери, которые можно открывать и закрывать. В ней 4 круглых черных резиновых колеса. В ней есть указатель, счетчик бензина. А под капотом у машины мотор.
A car has doors.
You can open them and you can close them.
A car has wheels.
It has 4 wheels.
They're black,
they're round,
and they're rubber.
It has 4 black, round, rubber wheels.
A car has a petrol gauge.
It shows how much petrol you've got.
It indicates how much petrol you've got.
A car has an engine. Brum, brum. And a car has a bonnet.
You can open it and you can close it.
The engine is under the bonnet.
Doors, wheels, petrol gauge, engine and bonnet.
Yes, a car.
А теперь Кит ищет какую-нибудь открытую автодорожную мастерскую, гараж. Он находит ее и спрашивает, не могут ли ему там помочь. Машина у него застряла на дороге. Владелица гаража спрашивает, что случилось. Машина Кита просто остановилась. Он ехал по дороге, слушал радио. Он был один, он не разговаривал, насвистывал, не ехал быстро. Он не превышал максимальной скорости в 30 миль в час. Когда машина остановилась, Кит выпрыгнул из нее и заглянул под капот. Потом он посмотрел на бензиновый счетчик. Стрелка показывала на «и». «И» — первая буква слова «empty» — «пусто». А с буквы «f» начинается слово «full» — «полный».
Excuse me. Is this a garage?
Yes, it is.
Are you open?
Yes, we are.
Good. I wonder if you can help me.
Are you a motorist?
Yes, I am.
Where's your car?
It's back along the road.
What happened?
It stopped.
Your car just stopped?
Yes, I was driving along. I was listening to the radio.
You were driving along, listening to the radio?
Yes, and I was watching the road.
Were you talking?
No, I wasn't. I was alone. I was whistling.
Oh.
But I was driving carefully.
You were driving along, listening to the radio and whistling.
I was driving very carefully.
Were you driving fast?
No, I wasn't. I was in a 30-mile-an-hour limit.
How fast were you driving?
I was driving at 30.
Well, what happened?
Well, the car stopped.
What did you do?
I switched off the radio.
Good.
I jumped out. I opened the bonnet.
and I looked at the engine.
Was it okay?
It looked okay.
Did you look at the petrol gauge?
Yes, I did.
And what did it say?
It was on E.
Well, E means empty. F means full, and E means empty.
No.
You need some petrol.
Oh, well, can I have some petrol, please?
Petrol? We haven't got any petrol.
Кит спрашивает, есть ли в гараже бензин. Но хозяйка гаража говорит, у нас нет бензина.
He was driving along, listening to the radio, whistling a tune, when his car stopped. He was driving along when it stopped, listening to the radio when it stopped, whistling a tune when it stopped. And the engine looked okay.
А сейчас поговорим о глаголах ходить, to walk, бегать, to run, кататься на лошади, to ride a horse, кататься на велосипеде, to ride a bicycle. Мы познакомимся со словом along, которое употребляется с глаголами движения, придавая им значение мимо или вперед.
To drive, to walk, to run and to ride.
To ride a horse, clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop.
And to ride a bicycle, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling.
R-I-D-E, ride, and to run. This man is running. R-U-N, run.
Brum, brum. I'm driving a car.
Ting-a-ling, I'm riding a bicycle.
I'm driving along in a car.
I'm riding along on a bicycle.
Along, A-L-O-N-G.
I'm driving along listening to the radio.
This is the news.
I'm riding along listening to the birds.
Along, A-L-O-N-G. Keith was driving a car.
McGee was riding a bicycle.
Keith was listening to the radio.
McGee was listening to the birds.
В этих предложениях Кит ехал в машине. Маги катался на велосипеде. Кит слушал радио, а Маги слушал пение птиц. Здесь употреблялось прошедшее продолжительное время. Глагол to be в прошедшем времени was и инговая форма глагола. Прошлое, прошедшее время the past. В настоящем продолжительном времени употребляется настоящее, the present, время глагола to be с инговой формой глагола. Настоящее и прошлое, the present and the past.
I am driving. I'm driving.
That's the present.
I was driving. I was driving.
That's the past.
He is driving. He's driving.
That's the present.
He was driving. He was driving.
That's the past.
He is not walking. He isn't walking.
That's the present.
He was not walking. He wasn't walking.
That's the past. Wasn't is was not, remember.
Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. I am riding. I'm riding.
That's the present.
I was riding. I was riding.
That's the past.
You are riding. You're riding.
That's the present.
You were riding. You were riding.
And that's the past.
You are not running. You aren't running.
That's the present.
You were not running. You weren't running.
And that's the past. Weren't is were not, remember.
And Keith was driving along.
He was listening to the radio.
I was driving along listening to the radio.
Yes, you were driving along listening to the radio.
And McGee was riding along.
He was listening to the birds.
I was riding along listening to the birds.
Yes, you were riding along listening to the birds.
When?
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 When my car stopped.
When my bicycle stopped.
When my car stopped. When my bicycle stopped.
I was driving along when my car stopped.
I was riding along when my bicycle stopped.
When my car stopped. When my bicycle stopped.
I was listening to the radio.
I was listening to the birds.
I was listening to the radio when my car stopped.
I was listening to the birds when my bicycle stopped.
When my car stopped. When my bicycle stopped.
Вот Кит идет в другой гараж. Он рассказывает, что с ним случилось. Женщина спрашивает, вы пересчитали колеса? Да. Они, похоже, были в порядке. И мотор тоже. Женщина говорит ему, вам нужен бензин.
Excuse me, is this a garage?
Yes, it is.
Are you open?
Yes, we are.
Good. I wonder if you can help me.
Are you a motorist?
Yes, I am.
Where's your car?
It's back along the road. I walked here.
What happened?
My car stopped.
Your car stopped?
Yes, I was driving along. I was listening to the radio.
You were driving along listening to the radio? Were you watching television?
No, I was watching the road. I haven't got a television in my car.
Were you talking?
No, I wasn't. I was alone. I was whistling.
Ah.
But I was driving carefully.
You were driving along listening to the radio and whistling.
I was driving very carefully.
Were you driving fast?
No, I wasn't. I was in a 30-mile-an-hour limit.
So how fast were you driving?
I was driving at 30.
Well, what happened?
The car stopped.
And what did you do?
I switched off the radio.
Good.
I jumped out, I opened the bonnet, and I looked at the engine.
Was it okay?
It looked okay.
Did you count the wheels?
Yes, I did. There were four.
Were they okay?
They looked okay.
Did you look at the petrol gauge?
Yes, I did.
What did it say?
It was on E.
Well, E means empty.
I know.
F means full and E means empty.
I know.
You need some petrol.
I know. Can I have some petrol, please?
We haven't got any petrol.
He was driving along, listening to the radio, whistling a tune when his car stopped. He was driving along when it stopped. Listening to the radio when it stopped, whistling a tune when it stopped. And the engine looked okay.
Yes, he switched off the radio.
He jumped out of the car.
He opened the bonnet.
He looked at the engine.
And he counted the wheels.
To switch, to jump, to open, and to count.
А теперь глагол to mean, значить. Мы сейчас узнаем, как говорить «доброе утро» и «добрый вечер» по-французски и по-гречески.
Now, bonjour means good morning.
Calispera means good evening.
But E means empty, remember?
Means.
What does bonjour mean?
What does calispera mean?
What does E mean?
What does calispera mean?
What does bonjour mean?
It means good morning. What does calispera mean?
It means good evening. And what does E mean?
It means empty.
And what does F mean?
It means full.
If your petrol gauge says E, you need some petrol.
Because E means empty.
If your petrol gauge says F, you don't need any petrol.
Because F means full.
Итак, на сегодня все. Всего доброго. До следующего урока из серии «Английский на всякий случай».
English fast, English low, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway. English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway.